Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, which Chris Mitchell is already screwing up.
I'm very excited to be on, man.
Yeah, I know you're so excited. You're playing with all the equipment. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Okay.
We're going to remind everybody this is Straight Talk, a highly professional program made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense. Intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. So he's already interrupted the program, and we haven't even gotten officially started yet. So let me tell you that Chris Mitchell, the CEO of the what's now called the Fort Mill Hospital,
yes, very
part
good.
Of the Piedmont Medical Network, is with us, along with, thank God she's here, Taylor Collins.
I second that.
Who's the chief nursing officer for the Fort Mill Hospital and the new Indian Land Emergency Department, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm so glad you're here.
Matter
of fact,
too.
You know the beautiful thing about this program? I can turn him off right now. See, just like that. Say what you want to say. It doesn't make any difference. It's not going anywhere.
The listeners will demand more.
Oh, they will.
He's a fan favorite.
He's a fan
I'm
favorite.
Sure.
Okay.
Very nice job with the branding, Manning.
Yes. I've been working on that.
Yes, you did good.
Thank you. So, Taylor, so glad to have you here. Thank God you're here. Now, tell us a little bit about, because you're a new fresh face here at Piedmont.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, that means tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
Like, where did you come from?
Yes, of course.
Why are you here? Yeah.
So I've been a nurse for 17 years. I've been a nurse leader for the past five or six, coming directly from Fort Worth, Texas. And that's kind of where I started my nursing leadership career and held various positions with different organizations. And then was privileged to have the opportunity to join the Fort Mill Hospital, the team with Chris, as the chief nursing officer, I think 7 weeks ago.
We're going into week seven.
Yes. So very, very happy to be here. This is a beautiful place and really excited.
What's life like in Fort Worth, Texas?
Crowded.
Crazy.
Very crowded and busy. 8 million people in DFW. So
8 million mm-hmm. people in the Dallas-Fort Worth corridor?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Very crowded.
What are their hospitals like? Have 500 beds or something?
Yes, and they're everywhere. So I came from a division that had 22 hospitals in the North Texas division alone. So
the company owned 22 mm-hmm. in her local division,
yes.
Which likely varied from trauma centers to community mm-hmm. hospitals.
Wow.
And yeah. freestanding EDs, I'm sure.
And you lived there how long?
Almost 7 years. So ooh. Just before COVID, we moved to Fort Worth.
So the lights finally went off that we got to get out of this mess.
Fort Worth was great to us, but yes, it was time. So it was wonderful timing and
good.
Love the pace, and it's beautiful here.
Not that he needs any introduction, because he's been on this program so long. There are a few new people who have moved here since you were last on, Chris Mitchell.
Yes.
Who is the CEO of the Fort Mill Hospital, part of the Correct. Piedmont Medical Network.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so yeah, I've been on the show, so I'm sure everybody's memorized my bio, but if you haven't memorized at home, I moved
here.
There'll
be a quiz afterwards.
Yes, correct. Yeah, I'm sure they'll all pass. Very smart listeners. Moved here in 2019. I've been the CEO since Fort Mill opened in 2022. We're coming up on our fourth birthday.
Chew-wee.
Toddler status.
Toddler status.
Prior to that, I was the chief strategy officer in Rock Hill, so I enjoyed my time in Rock Hill and still, of course, work with the folks at Rock Hill. I consider myself to be a local at this point because I've been here since 2019.
I think you're qualified, yeah.
Definitely in Fort Mill, I'm a local, given all the people moving in. And I have four kids, and we had three within the Piedmont system here. So
three of them.
Yeah, we're high utilizers of the OB service, which, by the way, the nest is at Fort Mill. It's beautiful. We just opened a NICU.
Well, you better explain that to everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't think most people understand what NICU stands for.
Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. Right. And if you don't believe me, ask Taylor. She's a nurse, a registered nurse.
Okay. I confirm.
Okay. So this is for high-risk pregnancies?
Though, so the NICU is for babies after birth who need more support.
Ah.
Yes.
And they can be full-term babies or delivered preterm, or and they can come out fine and just need some time to transition. So we have neonatologists or specialty-trained pediatric doctors in the NICU, along with specialty-trained nurses and respiratory therapists who care for the babies.
How often does that happen? I mean, how often, percentage-wise, I mean, if you take a look at 100 births in the course of a month, or 10 in that case, 15 in that case?
Well, I guess
10.
For us,
Yeah, so our average is 10%, and the national average is about 10%. So
that's nothing.
And it sounds like you even knew that
before you asked
the question.
It's just a guess.
No. Listen, my kids were born so long ago, we didn't even know what the NICU was.
Manning said he did no research for this, but I'm pretty sure he did.
No. All right. So the Fort Mill Hospital is doing very well.
Yeah. Well,
Four years.
To answer your question, or to make that comment, we consolidated OB services across the market to the Fort Mill Hospital at what we call the Nest.
Right.
So we have labor, delivery, and postpartum on the second floor there, all on one floor, of course. And then the NICU is there as well. And so we took a long time evaluating what we should do with women's services. And after an exhaustive process, we felt like having it at one place made sense for a multitude of factors. And it's honestly gone very well since
we did that. I was going to say, the transition has been very smooth.
Yes.
No problems.
Yeah, we transitioned May 12th. We had 60 deliveries in May, just in that second half of the month. And we're on pace to do close to, if not 100. And looking ahead, because OB is a 9-month sales cycle, we can sort of see what's coming, and we're definitely seeing growth, which is exciting. And the team is fully staffed, and the doctors have been great. They're super excited. And we opened an office in Indian Land, so we went from 2 office locations to 3. And even with the move, folks can still be seen in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, or Indian Land, whatever's closest to them leading up to the delivery.
All right, a couple of comments. Number one, I still think it's amazing when I look back at how Piedmont Medical Center at that time built a brand new hospital during COVID.
Correct.
I can remember you and I sitting out there on a construction bench doing Straight Talk shows. We did this. This is
true. Yeah, we did.
I love that.
And we watched the bricks going up and the steel going up. And it was just amazing when everything was so much in short supply.
Yeah.
You couldn't get labor. You couldn't get parts. You couldn't get it. The hospital was there.
Yeah. I mean, COVID was challenging for so many reasons for so many people, but I will say some of the best memories I've had in the last 7 years has been with you sitting in that construction trailer being like, how are we going to do this? And, we did it.
We did it.
Right?
And you got a beautiful hospital.
We didn't let anything get in our way.
Beautiful
so
hospital.
I give full credit to Manning.
All right. So, thank you. So if Piedmont Medical Network wasn't big enough as it is, you decided here, less than a year ago, to open a ED, an emergency department, right over in probably the busiest corridor.
Correct.
Kind of like Fort Worth, Texas over there, right?
It feels that way. Drive up and down that road. Yeah, it's the same thing, 521.
I mean, that thing came out of the ground like lickety-split.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did decide a year ago, but I will say, for the record, we had thought about having an access point in that corridor for several years now. So we did put a lot of thought into that, just like we did with the OB consolidation. And we opened on Saturday, May 23rd, which was super exciting. It's opened great. So it's really a replica of Gold Hill in many ways, in terms of 24/7, 365, adults, pediatrics, EMS. You can walk in. You can schedule your appointment on in quicker, much of the same. We have nurses, RTs, advanced imaging, CT, X-ray, lab, all on site. So effectively, it truly is. It's an emergency department. It's just not attached to a hospital, but 95% of people don't need a hospital when they go to an emergency department. So this is an efficient way to get emergency care and not get bogged down and get treated and go home.
Also a great opportunity to meet the one and the only Taylor Collins, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So you are responsible for that as well?
Yes, for the nursing care there. Yes.
All right. So when we say that you are a nurse leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly most people understand what that means. So explain that to me.
Okay. Wow. I think I just explained this to our little volunteers today about what I do. So
I was eavesdropping on that.
You were everywhere. Nurse leader means obviously you have a skill set at the bedside. I've gone back to school to become a nurse leader, so I do have a focus degree in executive nurse leadership, which obviously helps give you that foundation of your facility to systems thinking in terms of leadership. But a nurse leader really collectively is overseeing the quality of care delivery at the bedside, recruitment and retention of quality team members. We focus on care experience, which is the patient and their loved ones or their designee and their experience while they're in the hospital, our team's engagement to the mission and caring for the community. So,
you know, it's amazing. I, when I look at hospitals, these are my words, not yours. I look at them a lot like hotels, that mm-hmm. when people come in there, you know, if you go in a hotel, you want to have a nice clean room, you want to have nice service, da-da-da-da-da-da. You come to the hospital, it's pretty much the same thing, mm-hmm. except we have some specialized services that we're going to be offering you,
yes.
but we want your experience to be a good experience, yes. and you're measuring that quite a bit more often now than you ever did before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think when you come to the hospital, for me, I always joke, but I'm so comfortable in a hospital. I can walk into any hospital and feel at ease because I'm accustomed to it. So we always have to remind our team and even the patients, it's foreign to them, you know? So for us, what's routine, we know what's happening. For our patients and their families, often they don't. So it's that sense of powerlessness is real. So I think keeping that in the forefront when we have patients and their families come to the hospital, explaining things in a way that they can understand so that they know what to expect, even when there's so much still unknown to them.
And you know, I've often looked at hospitals as where two things can happen. You're going to walk out with a great big smile on your face, or you got tears in your eyes.
Certainly.
And that's just the nature of the business that mm-hmm. you're in. That's where it's not like a hotel.
Correct.
Because you're dealing with people's health. And
yes.
they come in there sometimes with just minor little things that can be mm-hmm. fixed very quickly. Other times they come in there with very serious problems.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I think one of the distinctions, too, is, you know, a hotel typically knows who's going to check in the next day.
Good point, Chris.
And we definitely want to have everybody walk away with the hotel feel, right? The Four mm-hmm. Seasons, Ritz-Carlton feel. And at the same time, we have an idea of what will happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it may not happen the way in which we think it. So that's where someone like Taylor comes into play, because the staff is ready to take care of the patients, but every day is a little bit unique and every patient's a little bit different. And that's where she guides the nurses and the staff to make sure that we deliver all the things she mentioned, high quality and care.
And when things aren't going well, part of your job is to make sure that the people, the family that's there, understands what's being done, how it's being done, and hopefully it's going to be a good result. But you never know.
Right. Well, and I think that's what's great about consolidating women's services to one site. With that, having had kids myself and having had one to have to go to a NICU, I can't imagine giving birth and then knowing that your child is going to have to go to another location.
Right.
And then you can't see them because you're still a patient yourself. So I think while it's some growing pains, as Chris would say, I think it's a great thing for the community to know that when you have your baby, if they do need a neonatal ICU, it's just down the hall,
right?
Versus
exactly.
down the road.
But Manning, you made a good point too, because I think as we can be nice, but if the families don't exactly understand what's going mm-hmm. on, that's really the next level. That's where Taylor's taking the team to make sure we're both nice and people understand what's happening. What's next? Do they need imaging next? Are they getting surgery next? Are they going to get
right.
discharged tomorrow? That's really where best practice hospitals differentiate from moderate.
You know, the growth of the Piedmont Medical Network is almost phenomenal when you look back over the 40-plus years that I have been here. Because mm-hmm. I can remember when I arrived in 1984, the hospital operator, who was it, AMI or somebody like that,
yeah.
was just
yeah.
moving out of the old York General Hospital into this brand new building.
Right.
And believe it or not, this is true. I believe the numbers that the medical staff at that time was probably less than 50, you know, physicians, whatever.
Right. On staff. Yeah.
On staff plus yeah. an entourage of support services. And now we have what?
I'd say 600.
600?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of that is virtual for some of the services, mm-hmm. but a majority are here, of course.
And who would have ever thought that we'd be doing open heart surgery
right.
at
yeah.
Piedmont Medical, I mean, at Duroc Hill Hospital for the Piedmont Medical Network? I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, I mean, if you think back to it, I mean, you've been here with me. Obviously, you've been here longer than me, but if you think back, okay, I got here in September 2019. I arrived. We had what's now Rock Hill Hospital. It was emerging as a soon-to-be accredited trauma center. It had heart surgery and interventional cardiology. Since then, we've added a hospital, two other EDs, structural heart, electrophysiology, soon to be a level two trauma center, multiple neurosurgery, you know, robots for ortho, robots for neurosurgery, robots at Fort Mill, more robots in Rock Hill, more staff, and then the leader next to us. Excellent, high-quality nursing leadership, which makes all the difference.
It's really, and I know it's all driven by the fact that we're growing.
Correct.
We're a rapidly growing community.
Yes.
And people want services,
right.
And they're getting those services, and those who provide the services are willing to make the investment to bring those services to the people. I mean, it's like any business. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, when I had this knee replaced, gosh, how long ago was it? Two years, 3 years ago. I've forgotten what it was. And they did it with a robot? A robot? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Wait, where'd you have that done, Manning?
I believe I had it done at the Fort Mill Hospital
Thank
of Piedmont Medical
Network.
Good
job. Yeah. Patient testimonial.
Good old Tellerico.
And he's what are you doing? You're playing sports every day, aren't you?
I played three or four games of pickleball yesterday.
Awesome.
Play tomorrow. Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, but you got these robots to do all kinds of stuff. But it's still the doc doing the work.
Right.
It just allows the doc to do it more precisely.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, we call it robotic-assisted technology, right? The surgeon still trains for years in residency and fellowship, but the robot allows them to access or minimally invade the space so that you can recover faster and go play pickleball.
I mean, when I saw them make the game plan, you know, of how this is going to be done, they throw it into a computer. The computer and the doc kind of figure out exactly how it's going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But once that plan is put in place, then the two of them together, when they go into surgery, the computer is making sure the doc doesn't go where they said they weren't going to go. And the slicing and the dicing, whatever, is very precise
right.
to what the individual patient needs.
Yep.
It was amazing to me.
Well, it's no different than, you know, some of the Super Bowl winning teams. They don't just, like, run on the field and go, hey, what are we going to do? It's like, wait a second, let's go backwards. They've watched film, right? They have a game plan.
Right.
They can lay it out. So.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, which I know Taylor has been looking forward to, where we're going to tell you about the Straight Talk being presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, online at andersongriggs.com. Good Pharmacy is with us as well, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care, and online at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com. Okay, here we go, Taylor. Are you ready? We do fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and anybody who's anybody in this town is going to battle it out together at the count of three. Are we ready, audience? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Piedmont Medical Center is evolving to care for you, starting with a new name and look. Join us as we enter a new chapter as Piedmont Medical Network. For more than 40 years, we've provided comprehensive care for our community. Today, we're home to 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of compassionate physicians dedicated to caring for you. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with Taylor Collins, who is the new Chief Nursing Officer for the Fort Mill Hospital, which is part of Piedmont Medical Network, and Mr. Chris Mitchell, who he's got a couple of jobs. He's not only the CEO of the Fort Mill Hospital, he's the CEO of the Indian Land Emergency Department, and along with Taylor, she takes care of all the nursing things over there. My God, that's a bunch. Wow.
Huh? Did you say Gold Hill?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Gold Hill.
You got three of them.
Yeah, don't sell me short.
Oh! So I tell you what, that's a perfect opportunity. Piedmont Medical Network is one of the following.
Yeah.
The Rock Hill Hospital, the Fort Mill Hospital, the Indian Land Emergency Department, the Gold Hill Emergency Department, and I'm missing something.
Several imaging centers, right? Mm-hmm. So Baxter and Women's Diagnostic, which is on the campus of Rock Hill. And then not technically a part of the hospital, however, part of our company is the Piedmont Physician Network, which is all the primary care practices, OB, general surgery, trauma surgery, heart surgery, vascular surgery, orthopedic surgery, infectious disease. Am I missing any? I think that was the majority of them. If I missed any, we can edit it back in.
But you know, for people who are new to the community, and they may say, I don't know where to go to find a doctor. Aha! You call the network, and the network will work that out for you.
We just did this presentation last week in Indian Land, and so we do have primary care offices spread throughout the county and now also in Chester and Lancaster County. And so that's a great way to start. Establish primary care. Even if you have primary care, whether you go to Charlotte or somewhere else, you can still make a change. Get your care local. Right? Yeah. Shop local.
Well, and the other thing is you're going to find that a lot of the docs who have been here for a long time, they're aging out and retiring. So right. You're going to need to find yourself a new doc, which is exactly what I went through here several months ago. I did the old Piedmont Medical Network thing, and Christine Magruder has worked out just fine.
She's awesome. Also on our board with us, right?
She's
a great lady. But I think one of the things you have to ask yourself, too, is if you get primary care, say, out of the community, it's maybe easy to see them in the office, but you have to think about all the follow-up. So if they're going to send you to any specialist, if you have to get imaging, that likely happens also outside the community. So it's not just one trip outside the community. It could be 5, 6, or 7 a year. Whereas if you see local primary care here, you can have all your testing done here, and it's easier and saves you time, and you don't have to get on I-77 or 45 all the things.
Ooh. Right. And all that wonderful data is all digitized.
Correct.
And available at any place you go to within the Piedmont Network.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. So how is Indian Land doing?
Yeah, so we've been open since May, but I'll just talk a little bit about what June has looked like. So we're seeing about 15 to 20 patients a day. 5% or so are being admitted to the hospital. When they get admitted to the hospital, they're in a bed in less than 3 hours, which I would say is likely regionally one of the best times you'll see. The total discharge length of stay, so if Manning, you come in as a patient, not that I want to see you as a patient, but if you did,
thank you.
You walk in the door and you get treated and then sent home, our average time is 88 minutes, which the national average is 180 minutes. So I know we're not going to do math today,
I can
but I would
that
say
one out.
We're favorable to the benchmark, right? We have about 8% of the patients are coming in from EMS, so that means over 90% of the people that are being seen there are driving themselves there. And we've seen a good mix of pediatrics and adults, emergent. You know, we've had a trauma go from there to Rock Hill. We've had cath patients go from there to Rock Hill. We've had surgery patients go from there to Fort Mill. And then we've seen most of the people go home because we treated them feeling better.
You know, with that explosive growth over there, I know in the back of your mind, it's got to be going, once this brand is established over here,
sure,
are we going to exceed our capacity very quickly?
Well, you know, one thing that's good about those freestanding EDs is, like Gold Hill, for instance, it took a few months for Gold Hill to ramp up, but when it ramped up, we saw over 100 people in that facility as well, because the lab and the imaging is right there on site, and most people don't need a hospital. You can treat a lot of people. It's just like turning over your tables at a restaurant. If you have an efficient process, mm-hmm, you can feed a lot of people. Well, we can see a lot of people. We have 12 rooms, 2 trauma bays, and we can staff it as heavy as we need to based on the volume.
Sure. All right, with all this, we don't want to leave an impression that the Rock Hill Hospital, part of the Piedmont Medical Network,
right,
is not also going to benefit from all these changes.
Sure.
Explain.
Yeah, so as we transitioned OB to Fort Mill and opened Indian Land, really the priority at Rock Hill is to grow emergent high acuity services, which is why we've invested so heavily in trauma level 2. So trauma works somewhat backwards in people's minds, right? We're trauma level 3 now. We're going to go to level 2. That means we're actually doing more, not less. So level 1's the highest level. Level 2 is the second highest level. And essentially the difference between 1 and 2 is just the fact that there's fellows and residents. At level 2, you have in-house trauma surgeons 24/7, 365. So that was a big time investment that we made. We have in-house staff for the OR. Of course, we have ED staff 24/7 as well. And so really, with a community growing at the rate in which this is growing, it needs to have that advanced care, you know, close to home. So trauma level 2 is a big deal. Yeah. And then 2 really other specialties we've focused a lot on beyond cardiology is vascular and neurosurgery. So we've hired 2 really advanced vascular surgeons. I believe you've had them on the show, Dr. Droney, Dr. Everett, if not on this show, on other shows. And they just bring an expertise in the community we haven't had historically with advanced vascular care. And with neurosurgery, we already have Dr. Cheadle, who is very energetic and very skilled. And he's just hired 2 new partners. So really what we're trying to do at Rock Hill is high acuity services, advanced services for neurosurgery. For instance, one of the robots we have there is a spine robot, and we're about to celebrate our 200th Globus robot case on this on the spine surgery.
Yeah. My gosh. So what else is on the boards? I mean, my Lord, you have grown tremendously in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, every year we do a business plan, and we look at all the new technology and new services. There's other robots for orthopedics. Some of the robots that we have right now, where we've been using for hip and knees, they're going to start using them for shoulders, and so they're getting FDA clearance for that. The Da Vinci robot, where we do bariatric surgery, general surgery, urology, and gyne, they're expanding their indications. They actually have other robots as well. They have what's called an SP that does some urology procedures, some ENT procedures. So we're constantly looking at what's the technology out there, how can we get our hands on it, especially, of course, if it makes sense for the patient.
Wow. So what about you, Taylor? I mean, you've walked into a beehive of activity.
Yes.
You got enough people to handle all this?
We do. I know. I said May was a really busy month. I started the beginning of May, and like you said, we moved over women's, and we opened Indian Land, and I do think we're collaborating a lot with our talent acquisition and working with hiring great people and retaining them, so we're doing good. We're doing really good. We're excited. We've got great new resident cohort coming in next month,
right
in July. It's usually the biggest group of new grads that we get, so we're really excited about that. Welcoming them.
So now, as you point out, with this upgrade to the trauma level 2,
yes,
which is going to come, what, later this year?
August.
Yeah. Basically, anything walks through the door, we're going to be able to handle.
Yeah, in essence, you really have all the subspecialties a level 1 center would have, and we have them either on-call or in-house. And so, yeah, absolutely. The goal is to keep people local, because typically, this goes back to what Taylor was talking about from experience and just patient care. Typically, when patients can have their family close by
oh,
and
yeah.
in the room
oh, yeah.
so that everybody understands what's happening with the care, the care better, B, the experience is better, and C, it's easier to transition from home because the hospital stay might be, you know, 2 to 5 days, but it's really the post acute care that's important.
Taylor Collins, Chris Mitchell, thank you for all that you're doing at Piedmont Medical Network. It's an exciting story, and it's great for the community to hear. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, Mille Lacs Shearer with Founders, by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, and, of course, by Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care, online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Okay, here we go. Fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it, the magic code is right here for you. If you can read the King's English, please participate. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.